I've been watching tapes of these shows for a while, and I got to say that it is true that the synchronicities pile upon synchronicities, and it gets more potent with each question. We have four more, and that's it. Actually, three more of you are going to be up here. So those of you who are worried that you're going to get chosen, you're that much closer to getting away with just putting in your question and not getting chosen. Those of you who are hoping to be chosen, well, you have three more chances. So the next guest on Radio 8 Ball, do you want to do the thing? All right. The next guest on Radio 8 Ball is Liz, with a capital Liz and exclamation point. Bring her up. Hi, Liz.
Hello, Smushkin.
How are you doing?
Fine. Fine.
You are doing fine. What's your question for the Pop Oracle?
My question is, I moved recently. Will I ever make new friends?
Hearts have been touched. A sincere question has been asked. Now, Liz, you get to engage the Pop Oracle by spinning the Wheel of Eight. Song number eight, For the Ashes. Lots of ways to interpret it. Who's going to introduce this one?
This is a song also from Blood Candy in 2010. It's written by Ken Stringfellow, the lyrics, and it's called For the Ashes.
First one was born, then denied. Will anybody get her? Second one is learning all the lines. And the ashes. Third one has been trying all her life to get out of the ghetto. A fourth one is leaving the fire for the ashes, for the...
Which fire is the fire?
Town. When I get a little credit, take my money and stick it in the ground. Buy some glasses. Education prepares me for the fight. When they try to turn their words on me, cities turned into a refuge for the ashes, for the ashes, for the...
Someday I'm gonna wake up dead, I know. My breath released into the open sky.
Please tighten that bandage round my head one last time. Let go of my hand and close my eyes.
Time's coming, there's a light on the...
Witness, I call you all my wealth, you're my lands, this little country of my own true blood.
In this kingdom with no king, none at all, not just a dog.
Must
but I'll still stand right up to your face in 40 lashes. But I never would have worried and worked that hard if they ever would have told me so, that I was just working all this time for the ashes, for the... I know it seems like nothing changes in your way. Just take your time and know that all things will fall.
Beautiful. Beautiful. For the Ashes by the Posies, as performed by the Radio 8 Band. The answer to Liz's question, I say Liz because you put an exclamation point on your thing. Liz. To Liz's question, will she ever, in her new place, will she ever make any new friends? Okay. So, Liz, did you get anything out of that song? I have some ideas, but.
Well, yeah, it seems like that song a lot of the lyrics invoke a sort of change happening, and I've definitely been through a lot of that lately.
And where did you move to?
Portland.
Portland.
Not too far away.
Not too far away. We actually have some Portland people in the audience. You know, maybe you make some friends with them. You come on to Olympia to make friends with Portland people. There were a few things I thought of. You know, it starts off with the list. The first one, it says the first, second, third, and fourth. So it makes me think that there are four friends waiting out there, and this is sort of a guide to who they are. So the first one was born, then denied. Uh-huh. Will anybody get her? You know, so it's someone who's like feeling like nobody gets her. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is learning all her lines and the actions. So maybe a wannabe? I was thinking an actor or someone like that. Then the third one has been trying all her life to get out of the ghetto. Uh-huh. So, you know, don't be classist about it. You know,
exactly.
You don't need to just make friends with the rich and powerful down in Portland. You can hang out with some working class folks as well. And then a fourth one is leaving the fire for the ashes. She sounds fun. So I was thinking about that. And I was also thinking about, I know you've gone to Portland, but then when I think of Ash and Oregon, I think of Ashland. So maybe there's some friends down in Ashland.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting for you.
You think so?
It's possible. That's a long way to go. But how far is it to go for a friend?
Well, then there's St. Helens. Really. There's a lot of ash around there.
And there is a lot of ash around Mount St. Helens. That's true. That's for the ash. Oh, okay, wait. Mount St. Helens, 1980. May 18th, 1980. I'm thinking that's the birthday of your friend. How old would that person be right
now?
Wow,
that's a little young.
Who would... Well, you don't confine yourself to your...
Well, exactly. You're right.
34? 34 isn't too young to make friends with.
That's true.
Not even too young to date. I'm just saying.
Well, right on, Smishkin.
I hope that was helpful.
I think so.
Yeah?
Thanks a lot.
I hope you find... I've been friends with this woman for quite some time, and she's definitely worth having as a friend, so... Whoever hasn't found that out is missing out. That's what I think. So. Elizabeth, will you please pick the next guest on Radio 8 Ball?
I would love to.
Excellent. Okay, and you have a book coming to you from Last Word Books.
Mine's little.
Okay, keep the hubbub back down back there, folks. We got some real questions going on here. This is the Art of Dismantling zine, and in this issue, Alan Moore for V for Vendetta, and resident anti-hero, neo-mythic hip-hop. Dismantle number one. Give it up for Elizabeth. Liz. I want to say it's kind of interesting. This is kind of magical. We have not, now that I've said it, it probably will happen, but we have managed to never have the wheel come up on a second, come up on the same number twice. So that's pretty graceful. I find this to be. And by the way, the Radio 8 Band, just phenomenal, right? Okay, we have another guest coming up soon. You want to do your... I don't want to say clappy clappy thing, or else they'll think it's an... Thank you. You're all comedians. You're all hired. And our next guest on Radio 8 Ball is Sid. Sid. Sid, please speak into the mic and tell us what your question is for the Pop Oracle.
Am I on the right track in my life right now?
Are you on the right track in your life right now? A question I'm sure nobody can relate to. No. A question I'm sure we can all relate to. Now, to engage the Pop Oracle, please spin the Wheel of Eight. We have already landed on seven, so we're going to reset. And I'm going to tell you that you get to... You get to engage the Pop Oracle by picking a card.
Pick a card. Any card. Pick a card.
Everyone Moves Away, song number four.
This returns us to 1991 and the album Dear 23, which incidentally was produced by John Leckie, a very, very well-known producer, engineer. Among his credits include Pink Floyd, as you saw, some Beatles, the Stone Roses, XTC, a whole bunch of insanely good groups. And this is one of two songs from Dear 23 that was basically an acoustic duet between John and Ken. And it's a very lovely song titled Everyone Moves Away.
Please forgive for they did, they'd surely resurrect their trust. Promises were made to break, and a family kept its end. And now your answer, my friend, is blowing in one head and out the other. You will recognize and realize that even when you can't forget the times they tried you, things denied you, inside the big nameless house from which everyone moves away. Everyone moves away. Growing up.
altered states of mind can cause you to go blind
more than twice.
Said the wounds you never bled just aggravate your head until they're gone. The people, places, childhood spaces etched upon your memory, like the way that we were raised in our backyard. We were left no time to think. The blood that turned to ink spelled neglect. Now there's no sun and the grass is overgrown. The sacred seed that's sown is utterly alone and scared to death. You will free yourself. You will cut the cord and cauterize. And if you ever feel an urge to same house from which everyone moves away. Everyone moves away. Everyone moves. Everyone moves. Everyone moves away.
That was Everyone Moves Away by the Posies, performed by the Radio 8 Band. The answer to Sid's question, am I on the right track right now? So, Sid, did that song make you feel like you were on the right track?
Please. Yeah, it does. It sounds kind of sad, but it feels good.
Yeah, a lot of Posies songs have that quality of feeling sad but feeling good. What I thought about was Everyone Moves Away. So there was a sense of the path that the song is on is away from something. The question I would wonder is your path, when you talk about your path, is your path away from something or towards something?
I don't know. I'm not doing much right now, honestly. Just kind of working a gray area job and kind of looking forward to getting out of here.
Getting out of here?
Yeah.
Out of Olympia?
Yeah.
Moving away? Like everyone.
Well, I really like it here. I just got back to Olympia.
Liz, you know, check out what you know, Liz, moving away, it's
right.
Not always so great.
I just got back from. I was living in California for about 8 months and just got back this last month. So,
yeah,
it was nice to be back.
What made you move away from California?
I was with my ex has breast cancer, so I was helping her go through chemo and radiation. So,
how's she doing?
She's doing good.
Well, that's good.
If she was doing bad, I wouldn't really
still be
there.
Right. So you were there taking care of your ex?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if all your exes got together and talked about what they liked about you, one of them would be that you're there, right?
Right.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, there's
sounds to me like you're on the right path.
I feel like it. It's been hard, you know.
As we got from the Golden Blunders, just being born sets you up for hard stuff. So, but... Not everyone is able to muster the strength to not only have their path be one that serves themselves, but that puts them in the bodhisattva place of caring for others.
So I have no idea what that is.
That's perfect. The bodhisattva place is the place of the bodhisattva, the Buddha, who is compassionate. It's the place of compassion.
I'm working on it. I'm not really that person, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, it's the thinks the Buddha doth protest too much a bit, but I think if everyone here were to look into their own hearts and see if their path has led them that way, a lot of us might come up short. So
it was hard. I mean, it was difficult. My wife, ex-wife, hated me, and I hated her. So it was tough.
This is starting to sound like a Posey song.
It is bad. I got really drunk and really high and just cried. So
wow.
Yeah.
We have a lot. We have some solidarity with getting drunk and high and crying. Yeah. We've been there. Wow. Well, this is powerful. But as far as the question, am I on the right track in life right now? You may be in the doldrums, but everything that I'm getting, and you know, our job here isn't to interpret for each other. Like, you get whatever answer you get out of it. But from where I'm standing, it's a path that is an honorable path, and I think that's something that we can all strive for. So, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Are you ready to pick the next person?
Yeah.
All right. All right, and before you go, you get a prize from Last Word Books. May it guide you on your path. Ah, Industrial Society and Culture, a Manifesto by Theo Kaczynski. There you go, the Unabomber's Manifesto. That will serve you on your path, sir. We have an NSA agent waiting for you on the side of the stage. Okay, well, we're going to have one more of you. Who wants to get chosen? Two of you. Who doesn't want to get chosen? Okay, who is just not going to respond no matter what I ask? Okay, you want to do the thing? And the next guest on Radio 8 Ball, Skylar Blake. All right, Skylar.
Yes, Andy.
So, you're familiar with some of the members of this band, aren't you?
Yes, quite, actually. I love most of them.
You love most of them. Well, Skylar.
Actually, all of them very much.
I'm sure. So there's a lot of love here on stage. What is your question for the Pop Oracle, Skylar?
I can't believe that this is happening right now, because I walked in and I thought... Actually, this is the first thing that came to mind, and it was a joke, but I thought everyone said it was a good question, so I wrote it down. And my question is, do I have any children that I don't know about? I can't believe I'm doing this.
You see,
right,
these kind of questions, we joke. But we'll see what we get.
What have I done?
So Skylar, to engage the Pop Oracle, you get to spin the Wheel of Eight. Okay. Well...
I have seven? Oh, God.
To engage the Pop Oracle, you now get to pick a card.
Any card.
Any card.
Pick a card. Any card. Pick a card. Any card. Pick a card.
Hold it up so we can all see. Song number two. Dream All Day.
Yes. This is like one of my favorites too. So
excellent. Oh, Scott's rocking.
Since I got this one. Finally. It's too hot. Gotta rock and roll. Okay, well, while I'm tuning here, I guess I'll tell you about this song we're about to do. This is a song, we did a song earlier. Actually, the first song we did tonight was from the album that this song is from. 1993's Frosting on the Beater. And actually, this song and me, we go way back. At least, obviously, as far back as when the song came out. When I was, I think I was about 17, and the day that the album this is on came out, one of my best buddies, my friend Chris, who's actually here tonight, sitting way in the back over there, we went up there to Tower on Mercer Street, and like the first 200 people that stood in line, if you brought a couple cans of food for the food bank, you got into the show. We were like third in line because we were super nerds. We got out of school early. We went up there, got in, got our CDs, and then we got to meet the band and have them sign it and all that. And I heard about Big Star for the first time. And then another, so that was really cool. And then another time, maybe like, I don't know, this is maybe like 6 months later. And I used to do a little bit of acting as a kid. And one time I got this audition to go up for a new show that was going to be on PBS called Bill Nye the Science Guy. And I went over there, my agent sent me one day, and I said, well, what are they going to want me to do? I said, okay, well, it's going to be like this music video thing where you do parodies of popular songs. And I said, okay, well, maybe I'll just bring my guitar, see what happens. I went up there. They said, okay, what are you going to do? I said, I guess I'm going to play a song. I said, this is my favorite song right now. And so I sat there and I played this. Incidentally, I got the gig. I ended up doing like three of those shows. And here's the kicker. I just remembered later on, the Posies actually have an involvement in this as well, because two of their songs, one of the ones we did earlier, Definite Door, and I forget the other one, were actually also had parodies made of their lyrics for Bill Nye the Science Guy. So you can check that out somewhere. Their versions of it are on their box set. Like I said, I'm a super nerd here, so sorry. But anyway, so that's my relationship with this song. And it's from Frosting on the Beater. And it's called Dream All Day.
I could dream all day.
Yeah. Dream All Day by the Posies, as performed by the Radio 8 Band, the answer to Skylar Blake's question. An important question. Does he have any children that he doesn't know about? I'm not asking you, but if anyone actually knows that, I'm sure he'd like to know. So, Skylar, you're familiar with that song.
I love that song.
What did you think about that as the answer to your question?
Well, it could go a number of ways.
It certainly could.
And I thought that the band just played the shit out of that song.
Well, that's true.
And have been doing so all evening. So, thanks, band. I feel like I got lucky that I didn't get Golden Blunders. And I think as far as Dream All Day, maybe, you know, some people think that life is a dream, so maybe I could just keep dreaming and be on the same path that I'm going on and not really worry about it. That it'll come to me when it comes to me. It's just dreaming all day, so.
Well, it's certainly something to dream on, you know, like.
It certainly is. It made me actually, why I love this show is because of the fact that I actually jokingly at first thought that, like, I was thinking, what question would I ask? And that came to mind, and I laughed, even like just joking, you know, oh, that's funny. And I threw it out there, and oh, that's a great question. So I actually thought, I was hesitated to write it down, and then thought, you know what, I'm afraid to ask that question. So, you know, like, why not write it anyways? And I can't believe that.
Well, I'm glad you did. I asked people to be courageous. And
so, yeah, so I thought, okay, let's do it. But I thought, it made me actually start thinking about it. So I thought, like, why would I be, you know, afraid to know that?
And you know, I'm no doctor, but as I look at your chart here, I don't see a pregnancy. I see you think, you know, I've got a lot of thoughts. I got a lot of plans. I lost a lot of sleep trying to understand. It's a lot of stuff going on up here, up in the noggin, I think. And you're dreaming all day. And then it goes,
that's fair enough.
Now this could be sad. This could not be. It says, in a blackened room, staring into space underneath 1,000 blankets just to find a place.
No kids there. That's a safe zone.
Unless the kid is the one who's staring into space, wondering, where's my Skylar?
I am my own child.
But I'm not saying
it. Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
But then it says where everything is real.
Yeah,
no, but see, now we see that he's talking about being under the covers, having his dreams, where everything is reachable,
dreams,
imagining is safe. I tried to make it so I didn't even know. So you could fantasize about the kids who you've, you know, accidentally sired out there.
That's not
and
what
their lives
about.
What their lives have been. Well, I don't know what
when
I don't,
I'm under the covers. But anyways, I'm just
gonna. Oh, you see something else going on under the covers.
No, I'm
What did you imagine going on? Was this a solo thing going on under the covers? Or was it a group thing going on under the covers?
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. Well, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think he's got some kids out there. I think this is something to dream on.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, maybe I'm thinking about it because I've got all these thoughts, and then, you know, like...
Do you currently have any children? Not that you know of.
Right.
Right. So, not having any, it seems reasonable to think about, like, what if? I think
what
that's
if,
where the
totally.
Question comes
yeah.
from.
And I think that why I was afraid to ask is because I would be terrified to be a father. And the fathers out there, were you terrified?
That's why you put all the baby-making stuff on your blankets.
Exactly. Underneath 1,000 blankets in the darkened room.
Right. Oh, that's too far. You would not survive a Shmushkin show, let me just tell you. So, Skylar, I feel like we got to the bottom of nothing.
Yeah, I do too. I feel great about it.
But sometimes that's, you know, sometimes a negative is a positive answer. In this case, I think it is.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. But continue dreaming.
That's true. I was glad that the Posies didn't have a song called Yes, 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 Yes. So, anyways.
I don't think that's not a Posies title.
Yeah. That's more like an 80s like pop,
okay.
pop band. Yeah.
Skylar, you know what? There are no more guests on, so you don't get to pick that, but you do get the last prize
Yay.
From Last Word Books.
Sweet. I love Last Word Books. Thanks for being in business, guys.
War is a racket. A pamphlet by Major General Smedley B. Butler.
Thank you.
Is that right?
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you very much. Give it up for Skylar. So, you want to do this reset here? Oh, broke a bass string. Okay. We are coming up on the finale of the show. As you can see, John Auer is getting ready to ask his question up there on the monitors. But Luke Ogden is a Sasquatch, and he broke a bass string, which is not an easy thing to do. Which string was it? A string. Ezra. What is A? What is A? What color is A? The devil in the world. Okay. Okay. Wait, don't click him yet. Let him get set. So, for those of you who wanted to get your question chosen, there will be other opportunities. There will be another Radio 8 Ball show on August 8th, happening here with Leo Ego as our feature band joining the Radio 8 band. Are you good, Luke? Okay. Well, we come to this point in the show where now we have picked 7 of 8 songs, which means we know what the last answer is going to be. Hold on a second. We're going to redo this. Excuse me. I don't know if you got this, but when I said it, we're at the beginning of the show, I announced that it's important that while the cameras are rolling, we keep it totally silent. This isn't like your normal rock show. So just, if you can hold it for just a couple minutes, we'll get back to just hanging in the bar and drinking and doing that thing. So we come to this point in the show where we have picked 7 of the 8 questions on the board, which means there's only one left, which means we know what the last answer is going to be. The last answer is going to be a song called I May Hate You Sometimes, But I Always Love You by the Posies. Now we're going to find out what the last question is, a question recorded just yesterday in Stockholm by John Auer of the Posies. And let's see what his question was.
Hey there, everybody. Greetings from across the proverbial pond. I guess I do have a question for you all, and it's a question I've been wanting to know the answer to for a long time. And that question is, what would Jesus do? What would he do? Talk amongst yourselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Radio 8 Band.
Here we are, only been a couple of years, maybe longer. Yes, it's true. I'm a good being strong, and you're stronger.
so hard for me to remember what you meant. How did it happen? Was it preconceived or complete accident? As I recall, we were once happy together, smiling faces, but things have changed. And now you're only happy when I remember where my face is. I don't wanna have to live up to your expectations. I don't ever wanna be the one that ever relates. I may ever go die, but I always love you.
Do you think you could treat me like somebody special? I can't be everything to everybody. Could I at least be something to you?
Don't be so surprised, I'm a little smarter than every other weakling. Say no more, I know exactly what you're going to say without you speaking a familiar phrase I've heard it said often before. Please forgive me, don't be a fool. If I can't live with myself, how could you live with me? But now I know that I won't. And my chance of being right is looking kind of remote. I may hate you sometime.
I may hate you,
hate you sometime.
I may hate you,
hate you sometime.
But I'll always love you.
I may hate you sometimes. I'll always love you.
I may hate you sometimes, but I'll always love you. The answer to John Auer's question, what would, and you know, he put the emphasis on, what would Jesus do? What would he do? That's what he said. So we don't have John Auer here to help with his own interpretation. So we're going to go to the band here, and this is something, this sort of opened up to all of us. I took something from that, but what did you all think? Band about that is the answer to help John find his answer. What would Jesus do if that was the answer to his question? I may hate you sometimes, but I'll always love you.
You know, Jesus puts up with a lot of our shit.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I got from that.
Yeah.
Pardon my French, but I'm sure Jesus probably wouldn't use that. Or maybe he would. As exasperated as the alleged light of the world might get with humankind, he would dig deep down and find that root of mercy that he's so well known for and compensated for. So that's what I think he would do. So we can just go ahead and keep on pissing him off, and it's just that at the end of the day, he's gonna love you. There's not much he can do about it.
Well, there's all these different pictures of the Jesus, you know, the loving Jesus, the rebel Jesus, but we don't hear enough about the hateful Jesus. I mean,
actually, do you ever go online? Because I've heard plenty about the hateful Jesus, actually.
Oh, you're right.
That's
right.
What I'm thinking about.
Sorry, I live in Olympia, and I don't hear much about Jesus at all. What about the rest of you here? Did you have any other takes, band? John, you were embodying the the Christ figure in the singing of that song.
Yeah, I'm. What about the exhausted and tired Jesus?
Yes, I think that's, yeah.
I think he might take a break.
The exasperated Jesus.
Have a drink, maybe.
Well, sure.
You just need to get him water, really. You know.
Yeah.
Jesus the bartender. How about you, Olivia?
Well,
you're a devout person.
Yes. I recently read Zealot, which is an excellent book about potentially a historiographer's, if that's a word, idea about who Jesus might really have been way back when. And he was first and foremost an intensely passionate follower of his Lord. Intensely passionate. I mean, it's called Zealot, the book, you know. And for a reason. And I note that at the end of the song, he says, "Now that I'm filled with emotion, you're dispassionate." And I think what Jesus would do, this is maybe taking a little too literally, but he would encourage us all to have zeal for something that matters to us.
The zealous Jesus. So we have the exasperated Jesus, the zealous Jesus. Yours was also fairly exasperated.
He's a little bit tired. Yeah.
Yours is sort of the put-upon Jesus. Like, he has to keep loving you regardless.
It's kind of like the dad Jesus.
Right. Yours, like... Scott.
Which one of us has three children?
Let's go to our music director, Scott. You live in the house of the old house of Olympia's current Christ figure, Cobain. You know, our martyred saint, our martyred rock saint. So, I'll roll your eyes at that.
It's not rock and roll. Yeah, Jesus and rock and roll, man.
What
would Jesus do? I don't... spark up a doobie and pick up a guitar. I don't know.
Okay, the Cobain Jesus.
Listen to the posies.
Well,
he'd come to Olympia.
So now, this is a point in the show where if, John isn't here to answer his question, if anyone else out there has some insight that they'd like to share on how that song might have answered the question, it's not a question that, honestly, I don't think I'd ever put Jesus in Radio 8 Ball at the same, you know, it's just not my, they don't really, but, you know, I wouldn't keep them out, I wouldn't keep Jesus out of Radio 8 Ball. Obviously. So, and John is the sort of the energetic resonator of this show as our guest. So he chose to ask that question. I have to think that this audience needs a little Jesus. Maybe it's the exasperated Jesus. Maybe it's the zealous Jesus. Maybe it's the stoned Jesus. In my case, the smarmy Jewish Jesus. That's the Jesus I like. Any thoughts on Jesus from this bar crowded Rhythm and Rye? Oh, Ezra Sanser Bell. Of course. Here, why don't you? Just...
All right. Right. Well, we got to bring this in. So this song was in the key of E. And so we want to look back at the original idea here, which is that each one of these musical notes corresponds to a color, but also to a tarot card and a sign of the zodiac. So the key of E corresponds to also the tarot card, the Fool. And the musical note B, which is the dominant, it's a musical term referring to the fifth in relation to the root of this song, which appears multiple times throughout the song. B corresponds to Pisces, and as we all know, Jesus, the Jesus fish, was the harbinger of the age of Pisces. So here we have, he says during the first chorus, "I don't want to have to sacrifice to get along." When he says get along, that is in the key of B, which represents Christ. And that's the idea that maybe we are actually dealing with the exacerbated Jesus. That's where I'm putting my tokens. And I just want to say also the idea that if E is the key of the Fool, which is the key of the song, and B is the dominant, then Christ is kind of dominating all the fools. And so there's also this idea that even though he's exacerbated, he's still dominating all of us. That's my contribution.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all for participating in this Radio 8 Ball. We like to end the show with a reading of the unchosen questions. So all of the questions were asked, not all of them got picked, but we're going to get to hear a little bit about what's on the mind of the room. So why don't we get a little bit of question music? Color green. How can one make an independent bookstore economically viable in the 21st century? What is the best way to write a song? How do I live forever? When am I going to take care of the broken car in my yard? What is the prince's birth name? Oh, what is Prince's birth name? I think we know that. Will the advancement of technology further social inequality or destroy it? Who is going to win the World Cup? If not God or any metaphysical deity, then what exists? Should I grow my dream or stay content with where it is? What will I die from? What should I bear in mind while tilting at windmills? What do I want? Which musician, past or present, is the closest reincarnation of God? What do you think about the saying, honest to a fault? Will the Seahawks win the Super Bowl this year? Is there a European vacation in my future? Will I be rich? Am I going to get the job? Why do I get a rash when I drink? I would have loved to have answered that one. Why is the egg always cracked? And now we have the final question. It's kind of magical, the final question. It sat there in the box. No one picked it, waiting for this final moment when I read, who is listening to my prayers? How did this show get so religious? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Until next time, give it up for Rhythm and Rye, for the Olympia Film Collective, Turning Leaf Productions, Last Word Books, Dillinger's Craft Cocktails, the Radio 8 Band, the Posies. And until next time, I'm your host, Andy Schmushkin, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle. Good night.